sorry picking you up, Marilyn. They're coming by at 6 tomorrow morning, so we can get an early start.
That's nice, and we'll have a full day in the country.
And a full night. Tomorrow night, we'll be camping out in tents.
And coming home on Sunday.
We'll be heading back late in the afternoon.
Oh, you're going to have the time of your lives. Camping out is such great fun.
We'll have a great time camping out, I'm sure. But I'm still a little worried about you, Ellen.
It will be my great pleasure, Marilyn. Remember, it's only one night.
He's asleep. I think I'll sleep through the night now.
Thanks, honey. I hope he's good when we're away.
Well, so do I. Now, to check the list of things we need for the camping trip, we need to bring a flashlight.
It's in the right-hand drawer next to the bottle opener.
But do we have a bottle opener on the list now?
No. No bottle opener. Is that one of the things Susan and Harry are bringing?
No. And we're bringing the ketchup, mustard, relish, all that stuff, and cooking utensils. Well, here's the bottle opener, and here's the flashlight.
Matches.
Matches?
Yes, of course, for when we build our campfire. I can't build a fire by rubbing two pieces of wood together.
And don't forget your camera and film, Richard.
All packed and ready.
And let's not forget our cassette player and some tapes.
Ah.
Some music tapes and some blank tapes. So that we can record our thoughts about the trip.
Oh, that's a nice idea. An audio diary.
That's what I thought.
Got it. The cassette player and the tape.
Marilyn and Richard will be away for the weekend.
But Marilyn is worried.
About what?
I hope he's good when we're away.
He's the present tense. When you talk about the future. After when?
They leave tomorrow morning.
And they want to take some hamburgers along.
I have to remember to put them in the bag tomorrow morning before we leave.
He's the present tense.
When you talk about the future. After before.
Max keeps crying.
He doesn't want to sleep.
Maybe he will fall asleep again.
I'll go upstairs and stay with him until he falls asleep again.
He's the present tense.
When you talk about the future. After until.
Will Matt miss his parents this weekend?
Maybe there will be a problem with him.
We have a live-in doctor if there's a problem I can't handle.
In the present tense.
When you talk about the future. After if.
I hope Matt goes to sleep after Richard and Marilyn leave.
I hope Matt goes to sleep as soon as everyone says goodbye.
I hope Matt gets a lot of sleep while Richard and Marilyn are on their trip.
He's the present tense. When you talk about the future. After. After it's too bad. After while.